Hello from This Day in Music. Today, on the 7th of March in 1966, Tina Turner recorded her vocal on the Phil Spector-produced future classic River Deep Mountain High. The song went on to make number 3 in the UK, but surprisingly, only number 88 on the US chart. In 1969, Led Zeppelin appeared at the Bluesville 69 Club at the Hornsby Wood Tavern in Finsbury Park, London. The venue was a function room at the back of the pub and was so small that the stage was only just big enough for John Bonham's drums, and the rest of the group had to stand on the floor at the same level as the crowd. In 1970, Simon and Garfunkel's album Bridge Over Troubled Water started a 10-week run at number 1 on the US chart. The duo had split up by the time of release, and the title track from the album became a worldwide hit, despite the fact that Art Garfunkel initially didn't want to sing the lead vocal, feeling it wasn't right for him. In 1973, during a showcase gig at Max's Kansas City, New York, CBS Records boss John Hammond suffered a heart attack. The event was to mark the signing of his new act, an up-and-coming singer by the name of Bruce Springsteen. In 1988, British pedal steel guitar player Gordon Huntley died of cancer. Huntley was a member of Matthew Southern Comfort, who had the UK number one single Woodstock, and as a session player worked with many acts including Elton John, Rod Stewart, The Pretty Things, Cliff Richard and Fairport Convention. In 2004, the Smiths' song I Know It's Over topped a poll of tunes which people turned to when they were miserable. The Songs That Saved Your Life poll by BBC Radio Station 6 Music also had REM's Everybody Hurts and Radiohead's Fake Plastic Trees in the top 5. More from This Day in Music at thisdaymusic.com.
The green plastic watering can for a fake Chinese